Welcome back to a new episode of Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. We are your hosts. I am Sarah.
I'm Ivan.
And I'm Jonathan.
Hey guys, what's up? What's going on in the comic book universe
and
in your life? Yeah, what are you guys doing, man? What's up with you guys?
Go ahead.
I said, how's it going?
Oh, I just spent the past 2 days or two. Yeah, I would say 2 days, 3 days, 4 days a week. I don't know, something like that. I was binge watching Game of Thrones. I think last time you guys heard, I was on season one, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So I went through like four seasons in like, I think 2 days. I was just watching it back to back because I got hooked.
I told you.
I need to know what happened.
Remember?
I just finished season six before I came over here.
Nice.
And oh my God, I love it. I have a lot of questions though.
I have a lot of questions.
Especially when it got to that weird time travel stuff.
Yeah.
That's where I was like, wait, it started creating paradoxes and stuff.
Hold on. Dude. Oh man.
That was insane.
That still hurts.
Hold the door.
Dude, yeah. You know, it's funny because I remember that, because before I started watching it.
Mm-hmm. Is your mic on?
Is it? Yeah, no, it's on.
Oh, you're just far away from
it. Okay, let me move it in closer.
Like you're sucking the dick.
Because I'm like way behind, so everybody had already been watching this for a while or anything. So anyways, I saw people were posting that Hodor thing. They were like, hold the door, and they were making these memes, and I was seeing the pictures, but I had no idea
what it meant or whatever. Like, when they put that IKEA little door holder thing, they're like, it's called Hodor. And it's sold out. What?
So I had no idea what that was, but so I knew once the character came into the show that there was something about him was going to happen later. So oddly though, I felt like I should have had more of a connection to him, like felt more
sorry
or bad about the part, but I really wasn't like at all. I feel a lot from a lot of the characters, but for him, like, I was like, oh, that's how he got his name, but
you don't know much about him besides what happened. That's it.
Yeah, that's probably why. Because it was more for me. It was more of like, oh, okay, so that's how he got his name, as opposed to like, oh my God, I can't believe that's why he got his name.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then it also because it was a weird time because the kid Bran went into the past, and then somehow connected the past version of Hodor to the future version,
mm-hmm.
and then. That's why he can only speak one word, but then it's like, wait a minute, then what happened the first time around that caused him to have the speech impediment? Because
that's the thing.
It doesn't make sense.
Didn't see the Flash run in the background?
That's, you know what, that would explain it right there.
Took it to another dimension.
Well, so. The theory a lot of people have is the travel is not linear. It's like a revolving, a circle. So like.
It's like Back to the Future.
Right, exactly.
Like Back to the Future. It just all keeps just playing.
Yeah, but that would be a fixed loop on just him in that scenario, and it would just keep going over and over and over again.
And actually, that's what is so interesting about that scene, because you think if he was able to do that, travel back in time and have that effect on the past into the future, then that means he can possibly change other things.
He could go back and save his dad.
That too. But my theory is that it's a multiverse. So then there's another universe where this already happened, but Hodor was a normal person that was just really faithful and loyal and, you know, to the family. And it got to that same point where he was holding the door and whatnot. But he wasn't, you know, dumb or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But it got to the same point, and then that version of Hodor, when the kid Bran goes into the past, he meets that alternate reality version of Hodor where he was normal, but connects it because from the time period he's at to the...
So he's basically the key that binds the past and that future together.
So he basically connects two different...
No, I don't think so.
...universes.
Because of his other time travels, like with his dad. When he time travels and his dad is young and everything that happens, and you find out that spoiler alert that the dude who's
Jon Snow
is actually the king.
Yes, he's actually
he's the son of Robert
Robert Baratheon.
Baratheon, yeah.
Yeah, he's both a Targaryen and
Baratheon.
Well, I think you can still make it work with the multiverse. I don't think you can make it work if it's in the same universe because it doesn't make
this
sense.
This is not DC.
No, because the thing is the reason him going back into the past is what causes him to have that speech problem. But then he already has a speech problem before that happens. So then it's just a paradox.
Because something
had to happen to give him that before the time travel thing came about. So yeah, it's a weird thing. But anyways, it was, I thought it was cool. So
yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah. I thought it was really tragic.
I
didn't, you know, cry for Hodor, yeah. But I felt like it was like so tragic. I'm like, whoa.
I was like, who's going to carry Bran now?
It's just crazy how everybody just dies in that show,
yeah,
man. Like, I'm like, holy shit, they just killed that person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because they don't save it for like the season finale or anything.
No,
they'll be like,
just right
it'll
the
be
middle.
Like, right. I'm like, oh shit.
Shit,
like,
just
wow.
Died.
So,
like,
but
fuck?
Two more seasons left, mm-hmm. 7 episodes in the next season, and I believe 6 or 7 in the following season, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
So looking forward to that and a possible. Well, I heard speculation of a movie, but I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
But,
the movie will be terrible just because there's so much in the shows.
Yeah.
And to smush it into like a 2-hour thing.
No, sure. I don't think it's
so now that I'm all caught up though, so now I can go online and look at all the memes that I'd never understood before that I would see them all the time and be like, I don't know what that is. And now I'm like,
I get
all of that.
Hold on.
So I'm like way late, but I get it all now.
I feel
special.
Well, better late than never. Definitely. There's some people that still don't watch it. Actually,
I can't believe
hands.
I didn't watch that. It's been out since 2011 and I just got into it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I binge watched the shit out of it. Like, I would be like falling asleep, but I'm like, no, I gotta continue. And then I'd like pause the episode, I'd go to sleep, I'd wake up and I would hit play and just kept going and then I would bring in my food and I was just like,
dude,
I gotta finish this.
Did you watch, I mean, we're not gonna talk about it, but did you watch Stranger Things?
I saw the first 2 episodes. Yeah. It was great.
I haven't seen it yet.
Love that. I was hooked from the first, at the first 10 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, you know, I watched the first 10 minutes at work and I was like, oh no, I can't have to turn it off because this is something that I have to like be completely concentrated.
So I'm like, I'm gonna finish Game of Thrones, then I'll go to Stranger Things and then I gotta continue on Penny Dreadful.
Too much TV out there, man.
And then I gotta catch up on Preacher.
I gotta
I
gotta catch up on Preacher. I haven't watched Preacher.
I haven't seen Preacher.
I watched
at all.
The
I have
first episode. I was like, I'll watch because I love the Preacher, the comic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I want to watch this and like it. And I watched the first episode. I thought it was okay, you know, but I heard that it's pretty good. So.
I hear it's really good.
And I still need to watch Outcast too. I heard Outcast.
I haven't seen
Outcast yet.
That's on
Cinemax?
Cinemax, yeah. Cinemax.
Cinemax.
So it's like, what is this random ass channel nobody has? Come on, now.
That's probably why we have a good show now. Watch us.
Watch it.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been up to. Just Game of Thrones.
Nice.
I'm gonna go buy some shirts now.
They're like old Affliction shirts.
I had seen an old, or not an old, but I had seen a Game of Thrones shirt like a couple months ago at Hot Topic.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the sales rack. It was only like $2.
Really?
And I was like, oh, this shirt looks cool. And then I picked it up and it was like Game of Thrones. And I'm like, oh, but I'm gonna look like a bitch if I'm walking around with this. I don't even know. I don't even watch a show. Now I'm like, damn, I knew it. I should have bought that shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a cool shirt. I think it was House Stark and it had like the wolf on it. It was a gray shirt. I was like, oh, it's cool, but I don't watch a show. I always feel weird. It's like those when I run into like a really cool T-shirt, but it's for a band that I don't know. I'm like, damn, I like that shirt, but I don't know who that band is. And I'm like, I'm not gonna.
You just make it something up. Just make something up.
I don't want to be that guy. They're like, oh shit, you're into blah blah blah.
Like, you're
like,
I just like
the
color
shirt.
And
just tell them fuck off.
Oh, you like that band?
Sawed off.
Fuck off.
That works too, actually.
Yeah, I guess that would.
They're like, all right.
Cool. Nice. What are you up to, Ivan?
Me, not much. Just really busy. Just work, man.
Yeah.
Just work.
I just realized my pizza plate is a
pizza
plate.
Don't eat the pizza plate.
It's like, oh.
And I've been, as far as reading goes, I've just been, it's funny because now I'm like collecting stuff now because I'm officially not in the comic book business anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Retail business. So, but now I'm actually collecting more. And it's cool because, not like I'm not collecting a whole bunch. I'm reading only Batman related titles.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else too much, which sucks because there's a lot of great independent stuff, but it's just adds up.
Oh yeah.
It
absolutely.
Adds up and I'm like, nah, I'll just wait for trades. And it's cool because Monique, now I got her hooked onto, collecting Poison Ivy. I mean, she loves Poison Ivy. But she never collected the comics.
Mm.
So now she's collecting covers that have Poison Ivy on them.
Oh, cool.
So we go to a comic book store now and she's like looking through them.
Oh, cool. Instead of just standing there waiting for you.
Like, come on. God. Like, look for something. Shit.
You're making me nervous.
Shit. I can't concentrate.
I know, right?
I'm looking for number 141 and I can't find it because you're on my fucking ass.
That's how I feel when I take my husband to the comic shop. I'm like,
So now she's like over there, and I'm over here.
Cool. That's good. That's progress, man. That it makes a big difference in your comic book shopping because you're like, they're standing there. You're like, okay, let's go. You look bored.
I can hear you breathing.
God. Look for something.
Like, go across the street or something. Yeah. I'll call you when
I'm done.
Wait
in the car.
So now she's like, oh, like she used to wait in the car. And I was like, I would feel bad because I was sitting there talking to the guys and she's like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
But now she goes, cause she'd always collected figures and statues of Poison Ivy. Mm-hmm. But there's only so many, but now that she looks for covers, I mean, there's so many years of Batman out there, so now she goes through all the back issues and looks for Poison Ivy covers. I mean, she even bought a, she's going to her first signing on Saturday because Joe Benitez is doing a exclusive cover for a comic book store in Fullerton, and it's Harley number one, and Harley's on it, and it's a beautiful cover.
Ooh, I love Harley.
He does, get out. Make sure you tell me you like
you. Deadpool, you've always known too. That I like Harley.
I did not know you like her. I can't do this show.
What are you
anymore.
Talking about? What about that statue I kept trying to buy?
I hate those people. Like, there's like these people that go into the comic book stores. Not that you know they shouldn't go in and buy,
right?
But they're like, oh, where's your Harley and your Deadpool? I'm like, come on, guys, come on.
Bandwagons. I've been into it since the '90s.
Look for good stuff. But anyways, yeah. So now she goes and looks for shit. So it's cool.
Yes. Is she ever, do you think you'll ever get her to actually read a comic book?
She reads stuff that has Poison Ivy in it.
Okay.
Like if there's a arc or something that has Poison Ivy, she'll read it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, there was a Poison Ivy run a few months ago, it's called Circle of Life and Death.
Mm-hmm.
And she read all that because I got her all those books, so.
Right on.
Oh, Joe Benitez. Yeah, he has a Harley cover. Harley number one, and it has Poison Ivy on it, and who else? I forgot who else. Catwoman, maybe?
Okay.
And it's a really nice cover, so she bought it, and so we're going to go on Saturday.
Right on.
I'm going to.
Nice. You're
uninvited.
Our uninvited guest.
You're uninvited.
That's awesome,
so
though.
So I've been, you know, getting my girlfriend into comics. Yes!
Yes!
And it worked!
And what was I going to ask you? Are you guys thinking of going to the... Palm Springs Comic Con? I think that's...
When is it?
It's like the second annual, right?
Is that on your list?
It wasn't on my list.
I don't think so.
I think it's...
second annual,
right? Okay, Google.
Okay, Google.
Google.
Palm Springs Comic Con. It worked. No, Palm Springs, Colorado. No, you stupid phone.
All right. You sounded like Count...
Stupid.
You sounded like Count Chocula from...
Pixie
Productions.
Maze.
You guys...
Palm Springs Comic Con, August 26th, 28th. The following weekend. Are you going?
No. That's why
Why'd you get me all excited and then you're not going to go?
Wound up.
But I actually wanted you guys to, let me know what it was going to be like, you know?
Hey, fuck off, mate.
We're recording a new episode. So, yeah, exactly. I mean, I wanted
you have to go. That's it.
I have no money. I'm like $160 overdrawn.
Ouch.
Jesus.
Yeah. It's a sad world out there.
I'm only $100 overdrawn. I feel better.
I'm not overdrawn yet. I got 30 cents in my account.
Force the ATM. Give me $100.
I wanted to transfer for my IRA, but they were closed. So I'm kind of screwed for now. But I paid all my bills, so that's good.
Yeah. That's good and sucks. Like, I paid my bills. Well, they can't do anything now. But at least you paid your bills.
Right?
Fuck off!
Fuck you, Francisco!
Fuck off, Francisco!
I really wanted to go, though.
With your bills and shit.
I really, really wanted to go, though. I thought, Palm Springs, I've never been there. It's going to be great. But I'm no funds right now. Like, I'm thinking, like, can I sell my blood platelets or
you can sell your blood. Don't you get, like, $90 for that or something?
I don't know.
Fuck it, dude.
I'm ready to do that.
Okay, just go. I got two arms and two legs.
Do it.
I got a lot of blood here.
Just give me a straw with some fucking apple juice.
I'll donate. What is that called? Bone marrow. Tap my spine. Fuck it.
I was going to say, donate sperm.
I don't have sperm.
What are those, like, those IV bags and just fill it up with apple juice? Just be like, just do it. Just do it.
We all hooked up.
Yeah.
Because awesome. There's a lot of stuff this month.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? It's because of the summer.
Fucking
it's like,
Power Morphicon?
I'm not going to Power Morphicon.
You went to YesterCon.
YesterCon.
What was that
and
like?
And Scare LA.
Oh, I went I went to YesterCon. Yeah. And it's pretty much, it was in Carson, California.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a retro con, everything from yesterday. Mostly 80s and early 90s. So stuff that we grew up with. But like I was looking for toys because I'm looking for vintage toys. I pick up vintage toys, but none of the stuff I wanted was there because they had, it was all like, it was more of a Ninja Turtles and Masters of the Universe con.
Oh, and I was going to ask you about that.
People
too.
Were selling like new stuff, you know?
Oh.
It's funny
snuck
because.
Snuck in the new stuff, yeah. Huh?
I was like, what the fuck? Fuck off!
Fuck off!
He's like,
you don't deserve to be here.
You want the new Batman? Fuck
no.
off! I want the 80s Batman!
The YesterCon!
Right? And, so it was cool. And it was cool because I was on a popular YouTuber's channel.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
that
right.
kind of gave my channel some.
Some bloop, boost.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Nice.
He bumped
so
up
like,
in
yeah.
subs.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's pretty cool. Of course, the one time that I'm not there.
Right?
Yeah,
I was
gets.
Like, where's Jonathan?
Even the dude was like, cause he's like, hey, I watch your channel all the time. I was like, you watch me?
Really? Oh my God.
And he's like, where's your friend? The one that's like, I was like, all right, fuck off. He's not here.
I was broke.
Sawed off.
I mean, well, yeah, I was broke. What was it, like $20 to get in?
Yeah, how much
no,
was it to get
it was
in?
10.
It was 10?
You told
what?
Me it was $20.
Dude.
That's
why
I
didn't go.
I have money, so I don't have
like
problems.
A, yeah.
I don't have those problems.
If I would have went to that, I wouldn't have been able to come here today. So I used my last money to
get
over here.
Get a fucking job.
Yeah, I know.
I wanted to go to that, what was it, Masters of the Universe con?
Oh, PowerCon.
PowerCon, but that was like $25. Was it 25 or 35? I don't know, but it was 25. Like,
you charge that much for like small cons.
Right, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I'm like, how much can you charge?
Like five,
show me,
ten
right?
bucks max.
Right. Oh, that's what I thought.
I mean, they probably get the people that's why, or they don't get the people and that's how they make the money for it.
What?
It makes no sense because you can probably walk through it in like an hour.
Yeah. That's how YesterCon was, we walked through it in like 20, 30 minutes. It was tiny. But I was going on the hopes of finding some stuff, you know, and Monique actually bought a Poison Ivy cover there.
Okay, cool.
So an older one. So that was cool. She was excited. You know, I got some YouTube hits. So it worked out. Money well spent. And went to Scare LA. God, I'm all turning into one of those con weirdos.
No way. There's con weirdos? I had no idea.
Yeah. Stinky con weirdos.
What?
And,
they only go to cons?
Yeah, and they don't take showers.
Well, we all know
but
about
I take
that.
A shower. I take a shower. Went to Scare LA. That was cool.
At least
that was expensive.
How
much was
that?
Was $40 at the door.
Scare LA was
$40
at
the door.
Wow.
If you pre-purchase, it's like $30.
Okay.
Which I didn't know. I was prepared to buy. I was like, here's $60.
Well, Comic Coffee's pre-sale tickets are right now like $25 bucks or something.
Oh, I already got mine for free.
Yeah, he got his, but he didn't get ours.
I told you guys had to do it yourselves. Like, didn't I send you guys the link?
No.
We never got any link.
Oh my God, shut up, Ivan. I already told this guy like five times. I guess I didn't tell you, but I assumed you would tell everybody else.
Can I register now for next year?
You can still
you
do
can
it,
still,
I think.
I think you can still register for this one.
Okay. Because okay,
I registered for it. And then I got it right away, but then it said that for anybody else in the same group, it's, you know, the other.
Oh, they have to register on their
you
own.
You have to do it on your own, but I gave Ivan the information that I put in so that you guys put in the same stuff.
Oh, okay.
But it's pretty easy, so.
I'm gonna give it a try.
Yeah. I literally got the pass, like the next day, I was like, alright, there you go, you got your pass.
That way we
can
film stuff.
But they're like, everyone else in your party has to do it themselves. I'm like, okay. So I told Ivan, I guess.
I should have told you guys too. Fuck off.
Fuck off!
Go get my mates in!
Now they have, two actually, they open a second showroom. One of them is the first one is like just, you know, the, where they sell everything and stuff like that, and the other one is like, you know, people who are doing the cosplaying and then people like who come in and sign special guests and stuff. And they're kind of far apart, so you have to kind of walk a distance, but it's better because it's bigger.
Yeah.
It's a lot bigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's two stages now. So
we have to go as a cosplay.
I like the size of
definitely.
It last time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, yeah. And it's,
oh, that was actually my first con period.
Really?
Was the Kamikaze run with Ivan. We dressed up, right?
Yeah. No, we didn't dress up. We cosplayed.
That's right.
Come on, bro.
Hello, get with the lingo.
Did we cosplay?
Get out.
Did
you're
we
fired?
Yeah, you were Nightwing, stupid. I was Bane and Monique was Poison Ivy.
Poison Ivy, the new 52.
That was Kamikaze?
Yeah, it was Kamikaze.
And then we did it again for WonderCon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. I think so, yeah.
Oh, that's right, because we ran into you in front of Elvira.
And yeah. That was my next question. I'm sorry. I totally...
Monique, remember, you're supposed to be Abe Sapien, man. So you got to get on it. You got like two weeks.
Hellboy.
I am.
Yeah, Hellguy. You're supposed to be Hellguy.
I'm going to be Hellguy.
Hellguy.
Hellboy.
The stepbrother.
No, I'm Hellguy. Okay.
Yeah, cousin?
I'm not a boy.
His cousin.
Nice.
I wasn't chosen. It was a cousin.
I'm on the back burner. I'm a standby.
Like, I want to do the Hellboy, but it's not going to be... I'm gonna be like a version of Hellboy because I don't want to. It's just too hard
too
to do the
prosthetics. Odd, yeah.
So I'm just gonna use my face and just get the horns and dress up like him.
I like it.
Yeah, I wish I could do it. Huh?
And I'm gonna do red.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna do the red, but I'm not gonna look like Hellboy and all shit.
So, all right. Well, I just put a fish mask on and just walk around like that with some gills.
Fuck it, dude.
Yeah, dude.
I didn't even tell you to be Cronin.
We should be like a broke ass version of Hellboy.
No.
That's it. I'm out.
I'm sorry. Just because you don't
have money. Shows over, guys. Shows over.
You don't have money doesn't mean I have to be a broke.
Hey, we don't have time. That's
yeah,
the thing.
I have time. I did.
Oh,
it.
You have the time?
All
right.
Yeah. You have
I
all
see
the
make
time
the
in the world. You have
I said
all
we
the
don't
time
have
the
time
world.
Because it's what is it, like a month or two?
We're ready. I don't know what's wrong with
you. Oh, you got your outfit already?
Yeah, I'm already.
Oh, yeah, because you're cutting out all the hard part.
I just got a coat. I just need a gun.
You're doing a broke man's version of it.
I'm getting I need the gun.
Oh, I just said I should be the gun. That was the other idea.
No.
Is that I would just be the
piggyback on my cosplay.
I would just be the gun,
hey,
and
hey,
Ivy could just pick me up,
fuck off,
and carry me around.
Okay, fuck off.
What is it, little big guy, or what's the gun called?
Go, Francisco. You know what? You're uninvited to this podcast.
What is
Get
the
out.
Gun called?
Get out,
little boy,
baby boomer,
baby boomer. Baby boy,
big baby,
big baby. I'll just be the gun. No. Ivan, just pick me up.
No.
Ooh, you should wear like a little flag that says. Big boy, just wave it around next time.
I don't know, with this hair color right now, that'd probably not be a good idea.
You should just get your own cosplay.
I'm a big boy.
They're gonna think you're talking to me. Or pointing me out.
Oh my god, yeah. You guys.
Oh, pass.
Oh, my question about, because when I try to go see Elvira for Kamikaze, the line was
oh, yeah,
long.
I forgot to answer you.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's too late now. You can't do it.
Can't do it.
No, you have to just tell me. Just tell me.
Because
I want to know if, like, the line was a lot shorter at ScareCon.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Like, yeah, you would have seen her in, like, 5 minutes.
Really? Did you have to get, like, did you have to pay
extra? You had to buy something and get her to sign it.
Oh, okay. See, that's the thing about a lot of people that they don't understand. For instance, a lot of people, when I tell them I'm going to Comic-Con, they said, oh, well, get me this, or, you know, take a picture with Daryl, or, like, get me a bumper or whatever. Bumpers are where, like, stars, the pod escuchas, the stars kind of intro your show and you record it and whatever. So a lot of other podcasters ask me, oh, get me a bumper. And I'm like,
I'd be like, you know what? Fuck off.
Fuck off. I'm like, I don't under, you guys don't understand the magnitude of like certain cons. You have lines and you have to get a ticket and you have to,
especially in LA.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be like, you guys don't understand that. I just don't want to do it for you.
I have to be there all day in line.
I got things I want to see.
Right. So, I mean, it really depends. Like, for instance, this Scare LA, it was more expensive. So that means a bit less people. People that are really, you know, diehard fans. So, like, you don't get, like, the weird comic bookish people. You get, like, the people that like scary movies, mm-hmm. horror movies mm-hmm. and stuff. So, like, the genre is a little bit smaller. So, there's an availability to see these people.
Makes sense.
Like, you know.
I wish you would have gone because I wanted to go into the mazes, sure you
too.
Asshole.
Well, you did go in. I saw a little bit of
I didn't go in any of the mazes.
You didn't go in any of them?
No, because Monique doesn't like going to the mazes. I didn't want to go by myself, like an asshole.
Scaredy cat.
Molested and raped and like, you don't know things that go on in the world today.
That's right. Fair. Yeah, you get a credit card. You never know.
So the Scare LA is just like for
It was just a horror con. It's.
I thought it had something to do with what's coming
that's
the
bullshit.
Next season.
No,
because I got that from you.
That's
so
bullshit.
You were lying to me.
That's what I got from somebody else. But it was like a vendor. It was like a con. I mean, like a comic con.
Right.
It was just all horror stuff. And like the biggest person that was there was not Scary Farm.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Ghost Town Sliders were there. Then they were all sliding. So it was cool.
You guys should all watch my video on IvanTV.
IvanTV.
Good stuff.
If you guys want to.
I was proud of that video.
It was really great. Oh, I liked the intro when
the clowns,
I was like, fucking creepy, man.
Oh, the scare LA video.
Not only do they dress up really well, I mean, they really go out of their way, their cosplay, but they also don't break character.
Yeah.
They do not break character.
It's you can find that at www.brokentoothstudios.com.
Or IvanTV on YouTube.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You can find everything there on brokentoothstudios.com. Yeah.
It's really interesting stuff that you like record. So it's really nice. If you want to kind of, get a feel for these cons that we're talking about in LA.
I did YesterCon too. I did a video, like, short video for YesterCon.
Mm-hmm. I saw it. It was cool. Yeah. The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle van and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool.
And, let me see my schedule. Where am I going to be at this week?
And another thing I noticed is like a lot of people, like fans that go to Comic Cons in other states where there's like, where it's not like LA, they can talk to like Daryl from The Walking Dead, or they can like,
they figure there's a lot less people and stuff.
Yeah, totally. I heard one lady, I can't remember who, but she was on a really hit show and she was just sitting with her legs on the table, just kind of looking at her phone because there was nobody talking to her.
That's so awesome.
And I'm like, fuck.
Is it awesome though? Or they're like, people don't give a fuck about me.
No, like I would be all over it.
Yeah, there was some guy that was at this thing. But he had a terrible setup and he's just like sitting there and he was an actor from, I don't know what, cause I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Uh-huh.
But he was an actor from, I just said what, some shows, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know who he was, but he had a terrible setup. Like normally everybody has banners and shit and you see where, oh, they were on that show. He had like this thing that he, like he had like a, like 11 by 17 paper and he wrote his name and as seen on some show. And, but somebody knew who he was cause I walked
as
by.
As seen on Ivan TV.
I walked by and he's just like there and I was like, well, I don't know who the fuck you are. So I'm gonna go. I feel bad for them.
Uh-huh.
And then when I went around again, I saw some chick was like, oh my God, you're here. Why you're by yourself? And he's like, you know, he kind of said like, well, I don't think anybody knows who I am. And somebody else came up to him finally.
Mm-hmm.
And the chick was like, no, see, they know who you are, and blah, blah, blah.
But, wow. And then she blew him.
And then she blew him.
Yeah.
Under the table.
That's scary. Yeah. Oh, Power Morphicon is this Saturday. That's right. I'm not going to that because we're going to the signing. And San Bernardino Comic Con, San Fernando Comic Con is on the 14th. So that's Sunday, right?
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to that because we're going to
Guillermo del Toro's signing.
House of Monsters.
No.
Or not signing. That exhibit. Already passed. The exhibit.
Fucking missed
exhibit.
It.
I know.
Fuck what? And Son of Monsterpalooza is the same day as Long Beach Comic Con, September 17th.
No, you told me we were going and I got
shit,
all dressed
September
and everything.
September 17th? Really?
I'm all waiting.
Fuck.
Well, you didn't never said.
What are you talking about?
You never said you were going
to
go.
You were like, get dressed, we're going to go. Fucking asshole. I like jumped out of bed because I was like asleep.
Are you serious?
Got up, got dressed, like power ate my food. And I'm like
out,
waiting outside and
I was
he never
out there.
Showed up.
I was out there, that's why. But I was for work. I was with my cousin. I'm like, watch, I'm going to mess with Jonathan.
Oh my God.
I took pictures of like the streets in Anaheim or wherever. I was like, hey,
asshole.
I'm coming. I'm near.
Oh my God. That's
yeah,
horrible.
And then he never showed.
Oh shit!
Yes,
fucked up.
Gotcha.
Hey, but September 17th.
That's a trick that paid off way later.
So you guys are gonna go September 17th?
Where are we going?
To where?
To Kamikaze.
Oh,
is it September
17th? No, didn't you say that?
Oh,
San Fernando.
Long Beach Comic Con.
Long Beach Comic Con.
Because that's the day we're having the art show.
Oh shit, Sarah, we're not gonna be here.
Oh fuck. But it's gonna be at night.
Yeah, it's gonna be at night.
So I can't go because I have to set up for the art show.
You can't go because your priorities are all out of whack.
I know, they really are. Seriously.
That's like having a wedding on like Super Bowl.
Right, I know. You know what? I should have looked.
Which I wouldn't care because I don't watch Super Bowl.
I've never been to Comic Con.
Oh, it's cool.
It's getting better.
It's a Long Beach Comic Expo.
I went once and it was crap, and then I went again, and I was like, oh, you stepped it up, man.
Nice.
Great, now who's going to interview people?
Oh, fuck. Sorry, guys.
John can't do it because he starts sweating and farting.
Yeah, I start sweating.
Really? Stop eating the McDonald's. Well, I sweat.
Jonathan, do it!
I sweat a lot, too, but I take like a towel.
But you're good at interviewing, though. You're really good at, you know what to ask. I would be like,
I'm a fan.
Who was your inspiration?
who is my name? I mean, He's gonna be like, fuck off.
Fuck off, mate.
Get out of here.
We could go on Sunday. I don't know who's
Where are we going
be.
On Sunday?
To Long Beach Comic Con.
Oh, wait.
Damn, I should have press passes.
Now I'm confused. You can go or you can't go?
I can't go on Saturday, but I can go on Sunday.
It's the whole week.
Sunday the what? In September?
But
September 18th.
Sundays are weak, though.
Yeah, I know.
No cosplay.
That's true. That is true.
I mean, there is cosplay, but it's not as big as, like, on Saturdays.
Yeah, on Saturdays, like, the whole shebang. The families of cosplayers.
I mean, maybe. That'd be fine.
I'll go as Mowgli.
I'll go both days. You go as Mowgli? I told you. Remember, I told you that. You go as Mowgli, and I'll be Baloo.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that's so cool.
And then we do the whole dance. Boo-bee, dude. Wanna be like you. No, wait, that's King Louis.
Oh shit. Fuck. No. Damn.
Everybody's gonna be looking at us like, what like the fuck what? Are you doing?
The bare necessities.
You got the
bare necessities.
Yeah, and I'll do a little dance.
Bare necessities.
Damn, damn, let's do it.
That'd be awesome.
There you go. Cosplay away, for Johnny. Kamikaze.
That'd be great. Nice. I like it.
Snake. You go as one of the other ones.
I'll be the snake.
The snakes.
What was the snake's name?
Sansirus.
Francine.
Figura. No, that's the
Figura. Figura.
Shere Khan.
Shere Khan.
Way off.
Was it?
No, it doesn't seem right.
Shere Khan. Shere Khan, everybody.
Shere Khan from Mortal Kombat?
Okay, here you go.
No, that's Shao Khan. Shao Khan.
Jungle Book.
Characters.
About the Jungle Book. Ka.
Wow.
Shere Khan is...
The jaguar. Jaguar. Wait, no, the tiger.
No, that's Bagheera.
The tiger is Shere Khan.
We have to watch the movie again, guys.
It's a tiger. I just rewatched it like a week ago. The tiger Shere Khan.
The tiger Shere Khan.
Yeah, it's Idris Elba.
You know who I can cosplay as?
Bagheera.
No, I'm just...
Eric cosplays Bagheera.
Nice.
You should be
trust in me.
Yeah, well, you'll wear that stupid little thing. That's it. That's all you'll wear.
He just wears like a
dude. That'd be cool.
Like a
the little
that they were his pants when he was a baby, and they just grew into nut huggers to tidy whities.
Nice.
Or he grew out of them, or whatever.
That's what Disney wants you to think. But in reality, the real story is he killed the fucking.
Rabbit?
Well, he killed Shere Khan's son.
Are you
why
serious?
Shere Khan wants to kill him.
Makes sense now.
I don't believe you.
Bagheera and Shere Khan were enemies, so that's why since Mowgli killed.
Oh god, I was intrigued. That was like,
where's this going?
And
who's your inspiration?
End scene. what have I been doing comic book related wise? Just watching movies and watching the shows.
Trailers.
I went to Comic-Con. Did we talk about that already? No, huh?
What Comic-Con?
I'm so sorry.
You're like, I went to Comic-Con? San Diego.
San Diego International Comic-Con. I didn't have tickets, but I was outside. outside and all the stuff. There was a lot of great stuff. A lot of free stuff.
They like close down a lot of the streets and have a lot of events going on.
Yeah.
The whole like Gaslamp district is shut down.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. I guess I should go one day, but after
I wanted to go this year, but
yeah.
Why couldn't I go?
Money.
See, you had that problem money. Before.
But never again.
Never again until next week.
Until
I have it.
Until pay week is over.
Yeah, exactly. You're like just sliding into the next weekend.
Well, speaking of comics, I just finally read that.
Hey, can you wait till Sarah talks about what she was doing?
Wait, what were you doing?
Comic-Con.
God. Oh, I thought you were done. I went to Comic-Con and there was things there. I thought it was...
You and your dad got a haircut. Shut up.
Well, no. I just wanted to say there's a lot of cosplay to see outside. So, again, I actually invite people to come. Even if you don't have tickets to go inside, you can like totally walk outside and see cosplay and... you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, what is it called? Kevin Smith was there. I think he recorded like 3 different podcasts.
Yeah.
Nice. The comic guys, and
comic book men.
Comic book men. I'm sorry, comic guys.
And it's Babylon, I think. And,
yeah, with and Ralph Garman. Yeah,
Hollywood Babylon.
Yeah. So they have like, I guess theaters where they kind of.
I think
like,
he did Fat Man and Batman there too.
There too. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of that going on.
Nice.
We actually stayed overnight, so I was able to see the nighttime, which I've never done before at the Gas Lamp, so it was really cool. One thing I gotta say, if you're single, you definitely wanna go and stay there because the girls are freaking hot. Like,
because it was Comic-Con?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't you know what? I don't know. I've never been there at night, so.
Well, we went to the party.
Yeah,
the
that was when, a long time ago. Though. That was when that guy was grinding on my head.
Yeah,
on the second floor. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jonathan's like, woo, woo, woo.
I didn't know.
I don't know.
Turn around. I thought you were just like, yeah, yeah.
You gotta turn around, dude.
You're kicking ass, and I'm like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
you're like, penis behind
there's a penis behind you.
I don't care.
I honestly don't know if it's because I haven't gone out clubbing. So I don't know that the women are just so beautiful now in general, or it was just because.
What were you drinking?
No, not real. Well, we were having one beer at every location.
That's all it takes.
You're saying I had.
And there were probably a lot of them were in costume too, right?
Some of them were in costume.
Yeah.
Yes.
Costume.
You see them
beer,
the next morning.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh my I've God. Seen that. I've seen that.
Yeah, you have.
Bared witness.
Jonathan,
to that.
Just go, fuck it, Jonathan. Do it.
Oh my God.
Wait, was that at the Gas Lamp too? No, that was at the
That
was a place called Gas Lamp right here in Long Beach, yeah.
God, Jonathan, God, she's fucking hot.
Fucker.
Was she older?
I know she was.
And I was really drunk and I was dancing with her and I remember looking over and it was, Ivan and, his cousin Hector and a bunch of my other friends and they're there and I looked at them and I was like, I was pointing at them like, yeah, like, is she like, is this good? Is she hot? And Ivan's like, he puts thumbs up. He's like, yeah,
oh
yeah. I'm like, alright, yeah.
Oh.
And then I left my phone in her car because she gave me a ride home.
See, that's a joke that pays off in the morning.
Yeah. And then, thing was, nothing ended up happening. She ended up dropping me off because her friends are cock blocking, thankfully. But then I left my phone in the car. So the next morning she brings the phone. So I get to see what she looks like while I'm sober. And oh my God. No, I was
really?
Like, oh shit. Thanks for my phone. Call me later. I'm like, yeah.
I was laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to
terrible.
Save him.
No,
from
it's
these
funner.
Things.
I remember there was that huge. We were dancing in front of that huge fan that was blowing air, and it was just our hair was just going everywhere.
Oh,
he's like,
oh,
he's like, oh man, it's fucking so high.
It's like sexy.
Yeah.
You know what she looked like? She looked like that ugly Jessica Rabbit in the cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like when
wow, no way.
There's
you
that.
Oh my God, no!
You know, like those ugly redheaded dolls from Mexico.
Oh my God,
yeah,
no way.
It was pretty bad.
That's crazy, dude.
But I had fun, so.
Yeah. That's how it matters, see? You had fun.
My friend, he used to do that. He used to get really drunk and then like, he would always, end up like macking, like mad macking it with like the fatties. And then I'm like, are you sure? He's all, yeah. And I'm like, alright man, it's up to you. Cool.
Yeah, see?
I'm, you know, I just.
Jonathan's
just it's
like,
okay.
It,
I'm like,
do it.
Chunky girls need love too.
Do it, John. She's hot.
Crazy. Did you guys see the Suicide Squad?
Yes.
Okay.
Short and sweet. Go.
Go, go, go. What did you think?
You first.
Okay. Well, I saw it on Tuesday night.
All right,
basically,
next.
For me, it was definitely. It was like watching the George Clooney Batman and Robin movie.
What?
For me. You know, like, it's not horrible, but it's not
The George Clooney one was pretty horrible.
Yeah. You know what? It was all that. You know what? It felt to me like a Batman storyline for the millennials.
Mm.
With the whole blinged
fucking
out.
Fucking millennials.
I know. With the whole blinged out Joker.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Jared Leto as a Joker?
Fucking Al Pacino. I was just telling you the whole time. I was like, he's like, ooh, okay, yeah, Harley Quinn. It was like,
well,
I
don't.
Like, what is this? I didn't enjoy it.
I don't know if
which,
I really.
Which sucks because I was looking forward to him because he's a good actor. I think he's a great
he's an
actor,
amazing actor.
But I just didn't feel it. It wasn't. I was just. He was Scarface.
I'm still kind of on the fence with him. I'm not sure if I like him or not, but in his defense, he wasn't really in the movie long enough for me to really know if I like him or not. So I'm still kind of like,
that's
I don't, do I like him?
He was in
do
there
I,
a lot.
he was not, like, all together, he's, like, in it for, like, 2 minutes.
Batman's in this movie is, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but Batman's not... Batman's Batman. Why are you bringing up Batman?
I'm saying in Batman movies, Batman's in there, like, 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
Whatever, but he's a main character. Joker's not a main character in this movie. He just happens to pop up here and there to kind of progress Harley Quinn's...
Progress nothing.
Her part. Like her character development, he's kind of part
Harley
of it.
Harley Quinn was in the movie?
So I don't, you know, I guess I got to see more of him before I give him hate. But I'm still not sold on him, and I don't like the way he looks. But
well, that's bullshit because Idris Elba is
Idris Elba.
Okay, you have to see him first before you can give him hate.
No, that's a completely different.
No,
though.
It's the same. That's completely different. You got to see him first before you get him.
No,
hate.
No, that's completely different. That's like if we turned the Joker into a female black girl. That's a completely different thing right there.
Are you racist and a woman hater?
I am both of those, yeah.
Racist. So racist. That's a sexist.
I thought the movie was fun.
Which
Rocketeer
is
going
to be a black female. God, why are they telling anything to, I mean.
Because we're in that inclusion.
I mean, fuck
what
it.
Is it, the inclusion era?
Yeah,
the,
inclusion era. Yeah, they just turn
everybody
into
PC,
girls.
Everything's PC.
Everything sucks. I don't want to watch any movies. They're remaking everything and just.
I'm like, yeah. I'm okay with. I just see, like, you know, I'm not going to get into this, but, yeah, fuck that.
I enjoyed Jared Leto as a Joker. The only thing I didn't like was his grill, the gold teeth. I just couldn't get past that.
Okay, all right.
But I thought he did a pretty good job. I really enjoyed that little, like, mimicking that Alex Ross picture. I thought that was cool. That, oh, no, it's gone. Well, it was on the wall, but it's the Alex Ross Joker and Harley Quinn.
Oh yeah. That was cool that they put that in the movie.
Yeah,
I thought
that was good because that showed you that you don't want to see Harley in that outfit in the movie.
Thank you. Yes.
I was like, grr.
Well, yeah, that's more for like the cartoon and stuff.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of weird to see that. Well, I mean, I guess it worked for that particular scene. Did you guys, when you watched the movie, did you see, you know, when they brought they were introducing each character. They would have like some text flash across the screen. Did you see the one with Harley Quinn? It was like super fucking quick.
Death of,
she was an accomplice in the death of Robin. Yeah.
Death of Robin.
I had to look that up because it passed by so fast.
Yeah,
I missed it. I was like, what the fuck did I say? All I caught was Robin.
Right.
That's all I caught from it. So, but I thought the movie's cool. I think it's worth
it. I didn't like the movie. I hated it. I thought it was worse than Batman v Superman.
Exactly. I actually like Batman v Superman more than the Suicide Squad.
I didn't like, I couldn't wait for it to be over. To me, the movie, there was like no need for it. The story was really weak. I felt like, I was like, what are they doing? I was like, what's the point of this? What's the point of all this? The part with, you gotta extract the VIP, they go and it's Amanda Waller, and it was just kinda like, just, it wasn't like a big deal. Like it just kind of felt like, oh, okay, what are we doing now?
How did you feel about Amanda Waller? About what is her name?
I think she was good. I think she was good just because that's the Amanda Waller in the comics.
Right, exactly.
She's like a bitch like that, and she's tough. I just didn't like the end part with her and Batman or Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the movie, I just felt like there was really no need for it. It did nothing. And then what, Enchantress is gonna build her machine. She's gonna build her machine. What is Enchantress doing? She's gonna build her machine. What is Enchantress doing? She's gonna build her machine. Are we gonna see this fucking machine or what?
Right. I don't think we ever even saw it.
Didn't see shit.
Right.
You just started dancing. So she's
time,
all
though.
She's all wiggling with her fucking dirt cloud in the back, and her saying Enchantress every fucking 5 minutes got on my nerves.
Enchantress.
The first Enchantress, where the hand came out,
oh,
I thought that was
cool. That was pretty cool.
But that's just Enchantress. I was like, shut the fuck up already. Just like, do say it in your head or something.
Enchantress.
And then the music.
Oh my
back
god.
Back to back.
Oh my god. That
like,
really did bother
hey,
me.
Guardians of the Galaxy, come on now.
I thought the soundtrack was great.
No, the soundtrack
the
is
music
good.
Is great.
It's just
but
that
it was just like
was
back to back to back.
Oh, I see
to
what
back.
You're saying.
Yeah, and it was
yeah,
like
no,
it drowned out
songs.
The scene for
yeah.
me. Like it just drowned it out. I'm like, okay, like what? Are you trying to tell me you're cool because you know this song
yeah.
and you know this band? No, it just felt too forced.
It was just yeah. A lot of the movie felt like just it was just blah for me. It was like there was no point, nothing. I got nothing from all this.
How did you feel about?
Well,
I
think the main reason for it though
was because they were copying Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
No, I was gonna say I mean, they are unnecessary and stuff, and I guess you can kind of say the movie's unnecessary, but the point of the movie, I think, is so that, cause like with all the Marvel movies you get, you're like, kind of like they say on those TV shows, like your bad guy of the week. You know, each movie you get your bad guy and then it's over. That's it. Mm-hmm. And what they want to do with the DCU is more of a introduce you to these characters and give you more of a feel for the bad guys, give you more depth, more character. So it's not just like a, he pops up in one movie and it's over. They want you to really like know these bad guys and, and kind of get a feel for them.
But like,
so that's why they made the movie.
They should do a better job at it because it really felt like nothing. It was just like, okay. I wish they would have.
Or maybe I
liked
it more
because
that's what I expected it to be. Was really nothing more than just a popcorn. Here's all these bad guys, and we're gonna put them in different movies.
And then I hate like
that's
what
I saw.
I shouldn't say I hate. I dislike Will Smith. So as soon as he popped out, I was like, oh, I hate this fucking movie already.
I hated the fact that he was in it, but you know what? I thought he did actually a really good job, and I haven't seen him or liked him in a movie in a very long time.
He was like, what did they say? He was the smartest kid in a class full of retards. and then Joel Kinnaman, I can't stand that guy as an actor. The Rick Flag, he played RoboCop. He was the new RoboCop.
Okay,
that movie's garbage.
What did he play?
He was Rick Flag, the leader, the military guy.
He looked too weird to me.
He was weak. He was like he's supposed to be the leader because that's the character that Tom Hardy was supposed to play.
Oh,
but he backed out. Tom Hardy would have been like I feel like with Tom Hardy, he would have shown more of a. I'm the fucking leader. Joel Kinnaman is just like some. He reminds me of fucking K-Fed, Federline.
Right. Oh, that's like, I got that feel because he was so like.
Brittany should have made
like,
a cameo.
He looked like a. Right? He looked like a wet
Popo's
rat.
Out.
Like.
Popo's out. There's nothing about this movie that I like. I wish they just would have focused more on a. Either just redo Assault on Arkham, the cartoon, the animation, or do a Harley Joker. Mad Love.
Yeah,
story
that
would have
been
instead.
Good.
I think that would have been better.
That would have been way better.
But, you know, whatever.
How did you feel about.
I hated it too. I hated it.
Like, okay, well, what about the characters? Is there anyone, like, pop out to you?
No,
or anything?
None of them. None of them. I cared for nobody.
You know, El Diablo
is an actual
DC character.
The rubble.
That was great. I really liked him.
The rubble that fell from the buildings was more entertaining than the movie and the actors in the movie.
I don't think I even liked any of these characters to begin with.
I didn't.
Like, before even coming into
the
movie.
No, I had interest in, the Joker, of course. Harley Quinn, I was like, okay, it's going to be... And then her, like, she would talk normal. She'd say, hey, guys, what's up? And then all of a sudden, she'd go into that the Harley accent.
Right,
and
exactly.
I was like, just
I think it makes sense
because
she's crazy, so she's going to go in and out.
No.
No, not
They should have stuck to one or the other. Stuck to one or the other.
Yeah.
Like, all of a sudden, oh, hey, Pudding. I was like, no, you fucked it up. Shut up.
You're lucky
you're hot.
I don't understand.
Do you know she's only 27 years old?
She's only 27?
No, only 27. She's going to age bad, but she's fucking gorgeous right
now. Yeah, exactly.
She's in the prime of her life.
Yeah.
Right?
She's only 27.
Wow. I thought she was like in her 30s.
She's too old for you already.
Stupid. I had to think about that one for a second.
What is going on with these heels? Like first, Jurassic Park with the girl running in the fucking pumps and going through the jungle in pumps, and now Harley Quinn with the stiletto freaking shoes on. I'm like, dude. Really?
Well, at least in Jurassic World, it made sense because she wasn't like dressed
to
fight.
Executive.
Yeah, you know. Right, but exactly. Harley Quinn was like, all right, well, I'm gonna go fight. You know, these things. I'm gonna go put on some stilettos.
Right.
But that's because she's crazy. She's not all there.
Yeah, but come on. I mean, you're still going to feel physical pain. Seriously. Like, and that shit is hard to walk in.
Fuck. Oh, and then, and then Slipknot. Like.
That was
he's
hilarious.
Like, hey, I'm here. Boom.
I'm dead.
He's gone. And
but I read that
happened
in the comics
too.
The same thing.
Yeah,
he just comes in and he's red. He's
Boomerang convinces him to try to take off.
Escape, yeah.
And it does happen. But in the comics, not in the next. Until the new 52. And, it was a terrible movie. Don't watch it, guys. Wait for, Red Box.
I say go watch it. Matinee.
And, watch
it. Matinee, maybe.
I guess matinee is worth it. But no popcorn or anything.
Don't expect, like, a crazy...
Yeah, just
fucking Oscar-worthy movie.
Don't expect a good movie, you know.
It's a popcorn flick.
Like I said, it felt like George Clooney
Go to ID4 instead if you want popcorn flick. Go watch... Everybody go watch Lights Out.
Did you even watch Lights Out?
No, I haven't watched because I'm waiting for you, fucking asshole.
I feel like that movie's gonna. I feel like that movie's gonna be disappointing.
Really? It
probably will be. A lot of horror movies are disappointing.
Nobody knows how to do those anymore.
But that, except for James Wan.
The Conjuring. Those were good.
Oh, Conjuring 2 is so good.
There wasn't. Oh, and The Witch was good.
The Witch was great.
The Witch was great.
Fantastic.
Those are the only ones I can
think
of.
Welcome to
right
the
now.
New horror podcast.
Because no one's done horror right in very long time. You get the crazy old lady climbing on the walls and stuff. Mm-hmm. Jump scares like crazy.
Have you seen
The Witch?
No, I haven't.
The Witch is
fantastic. Wait. It's a horror movie, not a scary movie.
I love it.
You don't get
Rosemary's
jumped.
Baby.
Like Rosemary's Baby.
The Exorcist. Classic horror.
But there's nice. No like oh
bad
ugh.
Guy or
you,
yeah.
no jump scares. You don't have any of
yeah,
that.
No,
just,
I don't even.
It,
ha-
it gives you like an unsettling atmosphere.
Yeah, it's like when you feel like
I have it. I should bring it.
Feel like dread.
It's funny because we were talking about the scary movies and my aunt. Because I was like, to me, The Exorcist is still like the scariest movie I've seen.
Absolutely.
And it might have been because I was young when I saw it, but
it kind of ties in with like the devil and God and religion. And we were like brought up Catholic. So it's like, it kind of tugs at us.
And my aunts were like, oh my God, it's so scary, but it's scary. It's scary because the makeup, I was like, the practical makeup that they did and the practical effects that they did, everything is great, man.
Great.
They fuck everything up with CGI. And she's like, man, it's like, no, but because it was a true story. I was like, calm down. I was like, first of all, it's bullshit. Okay. And then if it did happen, it didn't happen to that extreme.
No.
I was like, remember that in the movies, they fucking turn it up.
Artistic license.
It's like The Conjuring. You read the actual story. It's totally. They're like the Warrens, they really weren't even part of it. But since they sold their rights to the story, they're telling it like
they want to tell it.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the Annabelle doll looks like a Raggedy Ann doll.
It's a Raggedy Ann doll.
It's not like a
scary ass doll.
Yeah, it's not that scary. A porcelain doll shit. No.
To backtrack a little bit, you know they're making an Exorcist television show on Fox.
What the hell?
I feel like that's gonna.
Terrible. I was actually excited when I saw the Exorcist TV show, but then when they said it was on Fox, I was like,
I don't think they should be made into a show anyway.
It feels like HBO or something. Probably could have been a little bit better.
It's supposed to take place at the same house. Mm-hmm. So the new people that live there are like, there's something wrong with the house and it's trying to get my girl.
Oh.
Like, nah, I'm not
so they're already stealing from the Amityville Horror.
I'm not going to watch it. But,
that sucks.
I'm gonna watch it because it's like Exorcist.
It's an excellent. I feel like it's gonna be a CGI fest. It's not gonna look very good.
Somebody, give me that.
Cool.
I actually logged. What is it called? Assault on Arkham. I saw that this morning. Once you get past the Aeon Flux. That's why once I got past that, I just focused on the storyline. Fucking fantastic. That is a real Suicide Squad
That's
movie.
One thing I don't like about that. The animations that they're
kind of
they're getting really anime and I hate anime.
Yeah, I know.
Same thing's happening with Chevy Motors and their cars. They're getting all Japanese, man.
Telling you, man. But it's not bad art. It's just not my cup of tea.
Definitely. I've never really
the sleek muscles and you know like the long torso.
Well,
and
superheroes look like Jonathan,
right?
Okay,
but if Jonathan was tall,
I mean, it's just like they look like the Guyver. I know.
I've never been a fan of aside from Sailor Moon and Pokemon anime. Just I've never gotten into it.
I've gotten into it when the storyline's very good, but other than that, I mean, it's just not my cup of tea as far as
the
lines.
Not a fan of the animation style, I guess.
Right.
Because there are a couple of other animes I've liked, but more so because of what's going on, not the way it looks.
It made me think that maybe they outsourced the art to Japan, maybe? I don't know. But the Assault on Arkham, guys, if you get a chance, please watch that. The storyline is phenomenal.
Yeah, if you want to watch Suicide Squad, watch Assault on Arkham. That's a lot better.
A lot better, like, by...
And the Joker's story in that, the Joker's use in that is way better.
It's amazing.
And I'm that like, Joker is fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. It's so good. So good! I want to watch it again. Watched it this morning. Want to watch it again. This is how good it is.
Nice.
So very. And then I actually liked it shot in this, the animated one. It was just, he was a really good, strong character.
Deadshot? Yeah.
Yeah, really good.
And him and Harley get it on. Mm-hmm. She's like almost naked. I was like, can I see this?
All right, I'm going to go watch it right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It's really good. It's very good. The storyline is amazing. There's no plot holes. Everything's just so smooth.
Yeah, the animation department has that shit like fucking down.
Yeah, exactly. They have their shit down.
No, one of them is now the head of the DC, isn't he?
No, Geoff Johns is a writer.
Oh, the writer.
He's the one that made Green Lantern like big, and he tries to take a lot of these C characters, B characters, and pump.
I think
that's
going to be a good thing for the DCU, but we won't know until the following movies come out because Suicide Squad and BVS were done before that.
Yeah,
so we'll see how that goes.
But can I say, I am super looking forward to
Wonder Woman. Oh,
Wonder
hell yeah.
Oh, my God. That trailer looks fucking
awesome. The fight
scenes
look great.
I don't want to get too overhyped.
It does look
overhyped,
like Captain America, the first movie, but it looks awesome nonetheless. Well, you know
what? But, dude, when she slides on her shield, sliding on her knees and shit.
Slid my pants right off when I saw that.
I know, right? Like, ooh.
I think she looks good.
She looks amazing. She looks amazing.
Yeah, I was hating on it like crazy before the movie came out, but she looks great.
I was like, skinny ass bitch, how is she going to do it? And my God, I stand corrected.
She's doing it.
You are fucking it up. You're the only thing that's holding this DC universe.
So far.
Oh, it was cool. I thought it was kind of cool seeing, even though was it cool? I don't even know.
The Flash
in it.
Oh, yeah.
That was cool. I thought that was awesome.
His regular suit.
Right.
We saw him in Batman v Superman.
It's like he was
fuck?
Like growing
like,
a beard and shit.
He looked like one
dirty.
Of those dudes in the Olympics that's in the ice and they have those like weird helmets.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah, I thought that was super cool.
That
was
really
cool.
The Flash.
That's super dope.
Yeah, that was dope. So Wonder Woman, I'm thinking they can't fuck it up. You know why? Because it's set in World War One.
World War One.
So they can't fuck it up with their fucking neon and fucking trying to millennialize the shit out of it. This is gonna be like, you can't fuck with history.
It's female directing it too.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, she was the one who did the Hurt Locker, right?
Was it the Hurt Locker?
She got an Academy Award for the Hurt Locker. It's the same woman.
I think it is. I'm not sure, but I'm very
excited about this movie. Yeah,
that should be awesome.
I'm Captain Kirk. Yeah, I'm in. I'm so in.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so in.
Wonder Woman, what are you doing here? That was so terrible.
What was that?
That was supposed to be my Captain Kirk impersonation.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I was like, he's having a stroke, guys.
It's like, no sé qué estás haciendo.
What is that? What are you doing?
So what have you guys been reading lately? Take it away, Joni.
Well, I finished the Sandman book you let me borrow.
Preludes to Nocturnes?
Yeah, I fucking loved it. I was hooked on it from the beginning.
Yes!
It's funny because you had left a tab on it that said like my favorite part. I think that's what it says on it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it. Where is it? Anyways, it happened to be like my favorite part as well. I loved it. I loved the artwork, the story, how it kind of brought in other characters from DC into it too. You kind of see them a little bit. And just like the way it was written, the mythos, just everything about it, like I'm hooked. I loved it.
There's little like references to things like throughout history and stuff, like Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
Like he just says Aleister, but you know he's talking about Aleister Crowley because he's probably of the mystics.
So
did you notice that the guards that were guarding Morpheus, one of them was reading Stephen King's
Morpheus?
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Those little things
are dope. Like I said, I loved it. I was like, man, I'm gonna dress gothic now. That's what I'm gonna do.
I know, right? Doesn't it like loved suck it. You in?
You're already doing that. Wait, are you gonna dress like millennial gothic or like?
I'm gonna dress like Sandman
or like
gothic.
Gen X
I like
gothic.
That.
That's
I
like
love...
a like an 80s gothic.
Yes, I condone that behavior.
The Gen X gothic.
So I loved it. So I got to read more for sure.
Oh yeah, you're welcome to it. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so happy somebody loves it.
I'm sorry. Speaking of shitty movies.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear, okay, The Crow. I know we're reading The Crow.
Well, oh, what's
she read it.
Aquaman. Oh,
can you hold on? You just jumped all over my shit. Because when it first came out, Evan Tyler Evans was supposed to play The Crow. Which he's the guy that plays Dracula Untold. He was in the
yeah
Lost Rings movie, Lord of the
Lord
Rings.
Of the Rings.
And so anyways, he backed out. And now they're saying that Jason Momoa is going to be the next starting Crow. The Crow. I don't like.
I don't know.
He's too
based on the fact that he wears the eye makeup.
He's too big. He's too
muscular.
He's too muscular. He's too.
He's just big guy. He's big
Islander. You know, brown.
Pacific Islander.
Yeah.
Racist.
He's, I mean.
Oh, in picking up, I'm sorry, going back to the whole racist thing, I felt that the Suicide Squad was too, like, it had, like, all the races in there. Like, and, like, you guys don't have to do that. Like, we're okay.
No, we're not okay. if they weren't
Hollywood,
in there.
Hollywood thinks we're not okay.
If they weren't in there, we're not okay. That's the thing. Everybody would have bitched about it. But you know what? I want to see them turn Harley into a dude.
They should do that.
And then we'll see what
that.
The fuck happens.
They should do that. But it would be, you know. Yeah.
It'd be, you're taking the, I don't even want to talk about it. I quit.
It's just one of those things. It's like you.
But you know this.
I'm not going to get into it.
But you know this Crow movie has kind of been on and off, Yeah. There's been some directors and they've left the project.
But now it looks like they're, revamping it. But he's not good as a lead actor. Like, if you watch Conan, like the remake, it was a terrible movie. It felt like it felt like one for TV. It was like back in 1989 and you watch it on Channel 11 and it was there.
Oh, I like those times.
Which I would have loved.
I know, right?
But it felt like it was a TV movie. Like the way it was shot.
I didn't
shot,
even bother. That looked terrible.
The way it was shot, I was like, what the fuck? But the Crow, no, like,
just leave it alone.
He's not. Yeah, first of all, don't remake it, and a big ass Pacific Islander to do that fucking movie.
Yeah,
right.
He's supposed to be like a
how are you going to see him look emo?
Pale dude.
So they're redoing the Eric Draven story, or is it going to be like?
That's what it sounds
one?
Like. Because they said it's a remake. I know there was other Crows.
Yeah,
after that.
Did you see 3? That was horrific.
I didn't know
the 3 was like a
that was
straight
the one
to
with,
DVD one.
That was the one with what's his face, right? From Terminator 2.
City of Angels. I remember that one. That was the second one.
Yeah, I think that.
Terminator 2. Yeah. What's his name? Edward Norton. Furlong.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I remember I saw that. I was like,
what the fuck?
Get the fuck out of here! I'm not gonna watch
it. It had like a terrible budget and everything. It was just
it was bad
garbage.
I guess unless they're making a different one, but still, he's too Pacific Islander to play that kind of character.
Well, the second one was
they
like
could
Latino.
Even go. They could even go with like a black dude, but. It's just he's. It's like okay, get the Rock. Might as well just get the Rock.
Get a Stone Cold Steve Austin to be
there. Right? I would actually see that.
Crazy.
Oh wow.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. But you never know. I mean, we were talking shit about Wonder Woman, and
I didn't. I thought she was hot.
I did. I totally talked shit about it.
I was like, she's too skinny, tiny. You need like a big Amazonian woman.
Yeah.
Well, this time they went too big.
Oh, for that.
Yeah.
I can't see. He's too. I mean, it sounds racist, but he's too dark.
He's too big.
He's too not the character.
He's
too not that character.
Hmm.
Like, he could be like the bad guy or something, maybe.
Yeah,
I'm not the bad guy, but I'm bad guy.
I'm not bad guy, but I'm bad guy. He could be like Knuckles, the henchman. Because he's big, so he drags his knuckles on the floor.
I see.
Oh.
Well, you know what? They put this movie on the back burner for so many times.
Right.
So many
do
actors.
Do it again. Do it again. Put it back in the back. Forget about it.
Just put it on the shelf and shelve it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Anyway, sorry.
So we were talking about Sandman.
It's great. Love it. Read it.
Great. I can't do it.
Tell us
I'm gonna
about
wait for the movie.
Tell us about the storyline.
Oh my god, I would totally see that as a movie. Why hasn't that been done?
Because
yet?
They're gonna get Idris Elba after he's done with
fucker.
With
I knew it. I'm done with movies.
He's gonna be
I'm done.
Sandman.
Fucking done with movies.
He's gonna be dead.
I was.
Oh my god. No.
My god. I was looking at set pictures from the Dark Tower movie that's coming out.
It looks like Matthew McConaughey is doing a Lincoln commercial.
Yeah. I was going to say the cover of Entertainment Weekly, they look like they're in like they're supposed to be like a pop band or something. Yeah. Like he's all emo. He's got his hand out like, yo, what's up guys on the cover. I'm like, why are you, like look at the cover. I'm like, why, nothing about that is Dark Tower for one thing. He's supposed to be this menacing dark character, and in the picture he looks like he's in like fucking My Chemical Romance and shit.
No way.
And the pictures I see from it, I mean, if anybody's read the book, they would know that. I don't know. I just like, I look at the pictures of the set and everything, and nothing about it so far seems like a Dark Tower
even from
movie
what I've read,
or book or anything.
From what I've read, there's nothing looks like this.
This just looks like,
looks like they're gonna do a magic show or something.
Right.
Yeah, like it just,
and
I don't
it's
know.
The white
I'm
guy
like,
with his black assistant, of course, racist.
Like I wanna see this come out onto screens, but I'm really hoping that it flops terribly and that they can it. Like no future movies of it are
what
made,
if it's,
at least
you're
for a while.
It so much and it's like the best movie ever.
I hope so. That'd be great. But
yeah,
everything about it says that it's not going to be.
There you go. You already know that the man in black is dead. Yeah. Spoiler.
But it's just like all the pictures. I'm like, man. Well, they better like really CGI the shit out of it because so far it looks like this dude just walking around New York and shit and like modern times and like nothing about it. Just he doesn't even look like a cowboy. As you said, he looks like a GQ model.
When you see sets of photo sets of like the Avengers, it looks like this.
And they're cramming in like things that happen in like book 6 and 7 into the first fucking movie. How the hell are you bringing that in? That happens like 6 books later. Like, nah, man, I'm not looking forward to it. But I hope it's good.
See, that's a gunslinger. That's the image I saw. So that's what I when I read. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So everybody
so
sees
now
that.
It's like I don't see like that. You
know, no,
it's like Black Indiana Jones.
Yeah, he just
he
doesn't even
like,
he doesn't.
I to me, I mean, I can't see very well, but to me, it looks like Blade.
He it looks like he
from
bought his stuff from
Idris
H&M.
Elba for Blade.
See, that would
be
cool.
That would be
cool.
That would be fucking cool. Yeah. He would.
So,
not
anyways, don't fucking watch that movie when it comes out.
That's
in
like
February
the only
2017.
Thing Wesley Snipes is waiting for is for Blade. Like sequel, and
right.
They're gonna like super go over him. Idris Elba. Come on.
So the movie comes out February 2017, and I hope it's a shitty, fucking terrible movie. So
well,
no, actually, I hope it's a great movie, but I feel like it's not.
Idris Elba is a great actor.
Oh, he's an
great.
Amazing actor.
Yeah.
He's super
But there's
good.
Just some things
that you just can't tap
just
into. It's
do,
like,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And it's not because he's black. Well, maybe it is because Jonathan is because
no, I don't like Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
He's great.
Oh, right.
The
gunslinger.
He just looks ridiculous. I mean, maybe movie
it's
magic, you know, when the trailer comes out, maybe it'll be something different.
He's an Oscar winning guy, so now he takes all his role series, even the commercials. Oh, Lincoln commercials, he's like, or he's not Lincoln, whatever.
Like
you
said, he looks like
he's
gonna,
all serious?
He looks like he's gonna perform magic at the Tropicana.
Right?
He's like a low end musician.
All right. I got here, Lincoln.
He looks like, Magic Mike.
I was driving Lincoln before they paid me to drive Lincoln.
And you never seen anybody concentrate so hard.
I don't know. I hope it's good. I doubt it, but I hope it is.
Yeah, well, Matthew McConaughey is in it, so it can't be good.
Have you guys did watch season 1 of Ash vs. Evil Dead?
I did.
I didn't.
You didn't? Are you a fan of the Evil Dead movies, or have you seen them?
No, I've seen them.
Yeah. She's a fan of Jesus. She's not a fan of Evil Dead.
I'm not a fan of evil or dead.
So that's a double negative.
Season 2
right there.
Starting
double
in October, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Even though I hate the way the first season ended, but
yeah,
it looks awesome.
But
I'll give it a whirl.
You should. It's good.
Very short episodes. They're only like, 20
and they're fun. They're like
minutes.
Fun. They're cool. They're
short,
like
and sweet. Short and sweet. I mean, I would like them to be an hour long, but they're only about 30 minutes. But it's great.
I'll sink my teeth.
You don't have
into
to think about it. You just like. Oh,
did you ever watch Army of Darkness?
Yes.
Did you like Army of Darkness?
Yeah.
Okay, then you'll like
did
the
you
show.
Watch The Evil Dead?
Yes, I have.
Did you like Evil Dead? Well, then you should like the movie.
Did you like Evil Dead 2? Dead by Dawn?
I don't think
I was just
saw
going
that
with
one.
The...
Okay.
Did you watch
Evil Dead Remake?
Evil Dead Remake? Oh, that was good though.
I love that. That
oh,
that
you
was
guys
good.
Are crazy.
Great.
They were thinking about making a Sandman movie, actually, and it, Jason Joseph...
Joe Go Live!
Yes, that guy.
Joe Go Live.
Joseph
Go
Gordon-Levitt was part of the...
Use your real name. Robin? My mom is... That whole line was still better than anything that DC was putting
yes.
out.
Him as Sandman?
No. He was going to... He was producing
oh.
it because
That'd
he's
be
a
cool.
big fan.
I'm surprised
but
it hasn't been
he
made,
walked
yeah.
out of the project because of... The differences that were going
it's,
on.
It's because stuff like this is tough to make, and people, especially in a movie, this would be better as a TV show on
exactly.
Netflix.
Exactly, I
see
agree.
That. Yeah,
I agree.
Like the Dark Tower would be better as a TV show instead of a movie. You just,
well, right. the original idea when Ron Howard was trying to, when he was trying to pitch it, was movie followed by like a season of television,
That would be nice.
And that way
he would target a different audience.
Yeah,
that
so,
would be
so he
cool.
Like, he was thinking of having it in a way where like, you know, you get the movie for the big stuff, and then like to get more character development and all that, you'd have a season of show before the next movie would come out. I was like, oh, that sounds great.
That sounds perfect. But, that sounds like something.
Yeah.
And no one's done that before.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
I would,
because
totally
they said they
would
have kept the same actors and everything from TV to movie. TV. I was like, oh, this sounds amazing.
It does.
But
sound
all the studios were too afraid that it would cost too much money, and there's so many genres in these books that they were afraid that it's just too much for the mainstream audience, which
really?
I think it will, and I think that's why the movie is not going to do well.
Well, I could see their point about the cost, but and then having the same actors like sign on for like
great,
years
right?
and years. I mean, wow, it's a big commitment on their part. They'd have to be typecast, and no actor wants to be typecast. So it's
I want
to
be typecast.
I want to be typecast too.
I want to be cast.
Yeah, we should do a Sandman short film.
You should. That would be
are
so
you gonna
cool.
be saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my god, you could totally pull it off.
All right.
Yeah. if they shoot you from the bottom up, you'll look like way taller.
I want to be a
I'll just wear stilts.
Dead boy detective.
Dude, we should
ooh,
do a Sandman.
Nice.
Well, or like just recreate like one of the scenes from here.
That would be cool.
Just recreate like one of the scenes. That's
it. We'll open it with Mr. Sandman.
Ooh, that would be great.
Oh my god, that's it.
Oh my god, I'm in.
Let's do this.
Can I just hold the light? Just let me be holding the light or something,
cool,
or the
man.
Mic or whatever.
That'd be awesome. I'm gonna have to look into it again and see what I want to recreate on this.
But basically the story is,
no, we sent it to Jogo Live.
Oh, I was about to say who again.
Oh my god.
He's like, I love it, guys, and you shall make it. I don't know why he talks like that.
So the Sandman story is there's the seven endless, and then there's this magic guy, the mage. What is his name?
Mage.
Oh, he was one of the. I don't know.
Magnus.
Oh,
Magnus.
Okay, yeah.
He wants to ensnare death, so he like goes out of his way to gather these things to make this like. Chant to ensnare death, but instead gets
oh you mean oh yeah, yeah that's
Morpheus.
Right that's uh-huh. right yeah that's what he gets
and him. So like he actually doesn't move or speak or anything, and they remove his cloak, his ruby, and his helmet, and his bag of sand, and they leave him in this bubble naked that he can't escape. So he's there for years, and then not only that, but during this time that he's captured, there's things going on in the world. Like there's this sleep virus that affects some people, and some people can't sleep because, you know, he's the lord of the realm of dreams. So some of the people, there are several people that they pinpoint in the story where they're like awake or asleep, and they've, you know, been asleep.
Yeah, it just starts messing around with
yeah,
sleep and the dream world and stuff. I thought it was great. So
it took how long was the imprisonment?
Etrigan, isn't it?
I would say
Etrigan, yes.
At least two generations. So
yeah,
whatever two generations is.
Farting?
Yeah, I think the dog's farting. I'm sorry, guys.
I was like, what?
I know. I was like, what the hell? And then
cool.
Oh, she
but
died.
It was definitely worth reading. So thank you for that.
Yeah, it's really amazing. It's oh my god. You know what? Just try the first three pages. Just try it. You're gonna love it. I think you're gonna love it. So guys, I think you guys should read it. It is an amazing story. It shaped my youth, basically. It's an amazing story. And I became a huge fan of Neil Gaiman, and that took off in a different direction. Like just, yeah, it was just my life. My life in those comics.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Nice.
What have you been reading?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mash. I'm reading The Crow.
How's that? How do you initial reactions?
It's interesting.
I think you said it was like a poem.
Yeah, it's like I've been reading like a long poem, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a long poem, and then there's like random poems inserted in the middle. Not random, I guess they go with the theme. But yeah, the whole thing's like a poem. It's, yeah. But I don't want to talk about it too much.
Yeah, no. I get that.
Jonathan, read it?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. You got to read it, boy.
Right. Boy.
Boy.
Broy.
Nice.
Broy. I've been reading Batman.
Nice.
Batman. Yeah.
I'm eager to Grant Morrison's Wonder Woman is what I'm going to read next. Only Wonder because...
Which one?
Well, I would assume there was only one. Okay. Well, anyway, I was talking to these other comic book fans, and they were saying how, like, it got really mixed reviews. Either you really hate it or you really love it. So.
I think that's the thing with Grant Morrison. You either like it, because he kills everybody. Mm. He kills everybody in all his stories. So it's like, yeah, you either love it or you hate it. I mean, I like it. You know, it's just sad to see that he kills everybody.
I'm just eager to see what point of view I have, because I heard from a feminist who, you know, she's a feminist. She's like, I totally hated it. Like, okay, well, I want to be, you know.
You were like, calm down.
I want to be, no. Like, she's like, I really wanted to love it because he said he wrote it for feminists. Oh,
the Earth One. Earth One. Okay. I haven't read that. That's new.
Yeah. So I'm going to check that out, pretty soon. Right now I read Pedro and Me.
Oh, you finished it?
Oh, I did. Oh my God. So good. It was written by Judd Winwick. He was a part of MTV's Real World. It was basically a story about them during the show, but it was really told like he's sitting there telling us a story, and you see the images, and it's a really basic, white and black, cartoons. And, you know how, for instance, The Crow. I got the same feeling from it. The Crow and this Pedro and Me are a single book that the author just pours everything into, like his heart, his soul. He's burying himself. He's basically just standing in front of you, like naked. Like, this is my child. This is me, you know, like, and I felt that in this book. It was just so just powerful in that sense that it was just such, it's very raw. And it was very, very beautiful and very touching. It was an ode to his friend Pedro, who died of AIDS. Well, no, he died of complications due to AIDS. It was just, you guys have to read. It's an easy, an enveloping read, but, it's very deep and full of content. You just get so sucked into it. I cried when I finished. It was really good. It was just a very beautiful story. Just, I thought he really captured an essence that I haven't read since The Crow, basically. Okay. Nice. So,
yeah.
It was a very personal story. It was just, I actually bought it for $1. At a comic book shop that was having a sale on their long whites, and I found it, and I'm like, I'll just take it. You know, it looks interesting.
Oh, okay, nice, yeah.
So, and that.
It's always good when you buy something like that, and it turns out to be great, you know?
It was, I don't know how to explain it. It was just so, you felt, God, I don't know how to say it. I mean, it's just, you guys really have to read it. It's, like I said, you can read it probably in like 1 hour.
Oh, okay.
If that, you know.
Jonathan's like 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I mean, you know, in the 5 minutes you were reading it.
I mean, I think I read maybe about half of it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in 5 minutes, but it was pretty quick.
We were sitting in the living room, and you were just flipping through it, and you started reading it.
Yeah, because I it didn't seem like something I would be interested in.
Me neither.
At all, but it hooked me, like, right away, and it like you said, it feels really, I guess you could say personal, like, almost like, exactly how you said it. You really feel for it. You get attached to it.
Attached.
Like someone was talking to you
mm-hmm.
about it, like firsthand experience and whatnot. I mean, I guess because it is a firsthand experience.
It's,
but for the little I read, it was great. Yeah, it was really touching.
Touching and yeah, definitely. So I'm not sure why he's a cartoonist, so maybe that's why he chose this media, sort of like a comic book. Graphic novel thing, but it was excellent.
And that actually got him a bunch of work after that.
Oh, so really?
I think it said on there he did Green Lantern and
really?
A couple of that. I think it says it on the
in the back when they were talking about
that, right in the front or something. But yeah, he went on to do some pretty cool stuff on DC and stuff.
Excellent. I didn't read the front. I just I read, you know, I never read the intros or the, like,
to the reader. Like this.
I never do those because I feel like.
The forwards and afterwards?
Maybe I should read them after I finish reading the book, but no, I never read them. I actually skipped this because I'm rereading The Sandman again, because I wanted to be kind of up to date about what you thought about it, and, skip through the intro, but it was a really great read, and maybe if you're not into comic books and want to kind of get kind of introduce yourself to a comic book graphic novel / story / comic book read, this would be it, an intro to that. Anyways, Pedro and Me by Judd Winwick, and then Sandman by Neil Gaiman. Sandman, I love Sandman.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So, anything else, guys?
Nah.
I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of our show, guys. Thanks for listening.
This is my Robert De Niro.
And you know what? You do look like him. Oh my God. We need to take a picture for the people to see you. You do. Oh my God. You even move like him. Oh my God. This is scary.
I learned from the best right here.
I can't even do it anymore. It's like weird because sometimes I just pull off these
it's queer.
I pull off these impersonations that I don't know where they come from.
Oh my God,
you should hear his Kramer from Seinfeld.
I haven't heard that one yet.
But Kramer was in
Spanish.
In Spanish. Oh my God.
No way.
It's like spot on. It's like, oh man, if it was on Univision as Seinfeld, it would be recorded
on something somewhere on a podcast.
I think it was on one of the John and Ivan shows.
Podcast. Yeah.
Oh, it was great. It's like Kramer, if Kramer spoke Spanish, it was like perfect. It's like spot on.
Oh man, we can't summon it right now, right? No,
that's like, I tell you, it's just crazy dead people.
Yeah, it's out of the blue. No one, oh my God. I see, guys, if you guys want a good entertainment, Ivan TV, my God, sometimes he like talks this certain way. And I don't know, it's not even an impression because you're not impersonating anyone. You're just kind of conjuring up a character. Uh-huh. Within your recordings, and I'm like, oh my God, where did that come from? But it's so funny, it makes me laugh. It's hilarious.
I think the medical term is schizophrenia.
Oh shit. Sometimes I'm at work and I'm like, fuck, I'm gonna start laughing.
I don't know, I never noticed that.
My God.
Francisco pointed it out to me. I don't know how long I've been doing that, but I guess like Francisco's like, what the fuck? One day, this was years ago, he's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I was like, why? He's like, cause you just start talking about random shit in like a different voice and you have different mannerisms. Like you start doing different mannerisms.
He's like, Jesus Cristo.
Dios mío.
Dios mío.
And he's like, Jesus Maria. Like, he said that. He's like, it's like you channel crazy dead people. I was like, I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, man. I don't see why you don't see it, but I see it in your videos a lot. I don't see it much when you're around me, but I see it in your videos. It was so entertaining, dude. Entertaining. I really enjoy those.
Go back
those.
And watch.
BrokenToothStudios.com.
Yeah.
BrokenToothStudios.com.
I really enjoy those. I really do.
Cool.
So anyways, if you guys want us to read a comic book and review it, please let us know. And thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.